What's up, everybody? Ben Raza and Matt Gajewski here, and we are back with another edition of Monday Night Football Best Bets Breakdown. We're going to find some player props. We're going to find some sides, maybe some totals for the Seattle Seahawks Washington football team matchup. Matt, I mean, these are two teams, like, I feel like all the NFL these days, it's very difficult to decipher. Are they contenders? Are they vying for a top pick in the draft because they're no good? And we kind of see that in the spread here. Looking at the game before we dive into our picks, Seahawks are a one-point road favorite, so we're expecting a very, very close game here. And I just want to ask you, before we dive into your actual picks, when you see the matchup, does anything come out? Does anything stand out?
For the matchup, I think you're dealing with a Seattle team that's still pretty significantly underrated. I actually like a total in this game more than the sides, but if I was betting a side, it would be Seattle. They've been underperforming a bit, part of that because of Russell Wilson's injury. But then you look at some of the inefficiency they played with of late, even with Russell Wilson returning. I mean, you had Green Bay. That game ended up being a very sleepy game overall, but two red zone interceptions for Russell Wilson. You look to like some positive regression there. If those are two touchdowns, that game is even more close to like the shootout we projected than the sleeper that ended up being. And last week against the Cardinals, you have a Seattle team that was moving the ball somewhat well. They just couldn't convert on meaningful downs. They were 2 for 10 on third downs, and obviously against a team like Arizona, that's never going to cut it. Even with the Arizona down their starting quarterback, we know how talented of a roster that is. You can't go 2 of 10 on third downs overall and get there. But ultimately with Seattle, they still have Metcalf, they still have Lockett to work with Wilson. I'm not really concerned about the injuries in the run game. They've been able to plug in backups 1 for 1 in replacement for Chris Carson and now Rashad Penny. So I think it's still kind of the status quo, and we have a large sample of Seattle's offense being really efficient. So I'm just expecting a lot of positive regression from the Seattle side.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. You mentioned we're going to talk about some of those skill position players in depth. And Seattle obviously has struggled at times, but when you break it down and you look, I don't think it's that they can't look like the old Seattle teams in spurts. Maybe not sustained, and they play in a very difficult division. But again, in this game, I think I would lean to Seattle as well. That's kind of an unofficial pick. All right, we're going to dive into our best bets right now. Before we do, though, friends at BetMGM sponsoring this video. If you've not been over there, click the link in the description of this video. Deposit $10 or more as a new user. You're going to get a risk-free bet of up to $1,000. In addition, 3 free months of Awesome Plus Platinum. That covers you for all sports, all things, not just betting, also with DFS. All the tools that the entire team has, you get them for 3 months. So that is a great, great deal. All right, Matt, you mentioned when you were talking about Seattle that you kind of have a play on the total in this game. I see 46.5 out there, give or take. You know, you can go to Oddshopper and check it out. Are you leaning under a number like that or over?
I'm leaning over. And a lot of it comes down to the positive regression we just talked about with Seattle on offense. Again, the two red zone interceptions in the game, they got shut out by Green Bay. They were right on the cusp of scoring multiple times and didn't get it done. The red zone inefficiency against Arizona and ended up what also was a sleepy game, partially because of Arizona playing with their backup quarterback. And then they have the sample where they just didn't have Russell Wilson. So you can expect some positive regression there. And then you're dealing with a defense which has been better of late. But at the same time, you're talking about a 7-point game against Jacksonville that's points allowed. I mean, that looks great, but every game prior to that, they allowed at least 23 points aside from their opener. So 21 points, excuse me. So you're talking about a defense which has been very giving. Heineke's been able to move the ball a bit for Washington. They're expected to return some playmakers tonight in Logan Thomas and Curtis Samuel. I think just with overall positive regression expected on both sides, this could eclipse the total.
I'm with you. We are definitely in sync there, so I have no complaints. And it honestly leads me to my one of my favorite props of the day. It's on the Seattle side, but it isn't over. And I feel like most of the things I'm going to bet in this game are going to be over numbers, over in the game, points to be put up. I'm going to go to the outside with Tyler Lockett. We've got receiving yards for him at 61.5, and I do think he goes over here. You can go to Metcalf. You can even go to Russell Wilson if you want to, but I think that Lockett is the guy I feel most confident in. Has a good game here. Obviously, Washington up front has suffered some major losses, but this is just a secondary that's been pretty bad all year, allowing 7.4 yards per pass attempt. That's 28th in the league. And then I just want to go back a little bit. I'm not saying everything in Seattle is fine because it's not, but Russell Wilson, he's come back for 2 weeks at Green Bay and Arizona. Obviously, they did not look good. if you look at the passing stats, Arizona and Green Bay are both top five in passing yards allowed per attempt. They haven't been the easiest spots, and I know that Seattle should have looked better, but this is by far the best matchup of the three games that Russell Wilson will have played since returning. So I think that he is primed for a big, big game. And when he has a big game, obviously the alphas on the outside have a big game. Lockett is the type of guy, if the targets are there, all it takes is a couple. He's a burner. He had a 48-yard reception against Arizona. He's got 260-plus yard receptions early in the year. It doesn't take much. So from volume, from efficiency, over 61.5, one of my favorite plays on the board tonight.
Yeah, I love that one. And I think if you're somebody that doesn't have access to all the books, you could play around with this. I think hand in hand, you could look at the receptions over. Yep. I prefer the yardage, so I'm with you. But I think you could take Lockett a lot of different ways, depending on what you have available to you in your particular location. But based on everything we talked about earlier with the game environment, we're in lockstep on Lockett.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it's just yards, receptions. I honestly, and I don't do this a ton, to find the end zone. I think you could look to some of those type anytime touchdown scores. There's a lot you can do here. But if Seattle is going to win the game, I do think it's not just going to be a wildly unbalanced passing attack. And I did go to Odd Shopper this morning and I sorted by expected ROI. And the running backs actually come up with the best edges in terms of our algorithms and whatnot. So I want to ask you about Alex Collins specifically, because he is the guy that stands out the most. He's got a rushing yards prop of 44.5. We have him projected way over. Do you agree with that? And is that someone you're willing to target today?
Yeah, I am willing to target. Again, it comes down to no Chris Carson. They've now lost Travis Homer and Rashad Penny. So this backfield had been trending towards a timeshare, but now injuries have reduced it to two players. And we do need to be a little bit concerned with DJ Dallas, but at the same time, DJ Dallas has been wildly inefficient through his two-year career. He averages just 3.5 yards per attempt. And while Collins hasn't been the most efficient back, he's certainly been better than that. And I think we can hang our hats on. He still out-carried DJ Dallas 10-4. And we have a larger sample of Alex Collins being active and a focal point of this backfield. So again, they're 1-point favorites. Again, this could go either way. And Seattle, as a team, we know they want to run. It's kind of been their preferred strategy under the Pete Carroll regime. If the game is close, I do think we see enough attempts from the backfield where they could eclipse this number. And even if DJ Dallas is involved in a two-way committee, I still think this number is a little low. Like 44.5 rushing yards is very low for a back, even in a timeshare. But then if Alex Collins does handle 60, 70% of the work, he should be eclipsing this outside of just a wildly inefficient performance.
I feel like we've already seen kind of floor performances, and he's had real shots to get over this number in recent weeks. They were not in a positive game script at all over the last 2 weeks. Alex Collins had 10 carries in both of those games. If you have 10 carries, you're looking at 4.5 yards per attempt to still get there. That's pretty lofty, but it can be done. If he pushes that, say they win the game and he pushes to 15 type carries, I mean, you're asking him to get 3 yards per attempt. I would hope that he could do that. So I think this is a really good spot. I expect this number to rise throughout the day. So that's why you want to jump on it. One of the best props on the board tonight. So there we have it. Three up, three down. I think we are leaning overs tonight in the game, and certainly with some of these Seattle skill positions players. Stay tuned for more videos like this here on the Awesome Odds channel. Hit that like button on your way out. Support the channel. We appreciate it. For me, for Matt, for everyone at Awesome Odds, good luck tonight. Enjoy Monday Night Football. We'll talk to you guys soon.